Hello, this is Afi Pittman, founder of AuthorOfMyFaith.com, the source of encouragement for today's Christian woman and the Let's Talk About It community, a safe place for Christian women to discuss their life, relationship, and professional challenges. And welcome to my 30-day motivational audio series for women entitled Breaking Away from Toxic Mindsets, Men, and Habits to Break Through to a New You. This is day 25, and let's talk about how to forgive. Yesterday, I sent you the audio on the power of forgiveness and why you need to forgive. But if you bought anything of mine, like a book or an e-booklet, you know that I'm big on breaking down step by step how to do something. So here are some ways to actually forgive. Number one, let it go. What that means is that you stop meditating on the offense and you stop blaming the offender for where you are. I'm sure that you've had people tell you to just let something go, but then a week later you see them and then they're venting to you or someone else about how someone did them wrong and they want their wrong corrected like now. The truth is that most people don't understand what it means to let something go. That's why they can tell you to just get over something that was a big deal to you because it seems insignificant to them, or they can't understand where you're coming from. So they tell you to let it go. And what they mean is that they really just want you to forget about what happened so that you'll stop talking about it because they're tired of hearing you talk about it. But I'm telling you today that to let something go means to stop meditating on the offense and to stop blaming the offender. Which brings me to my next point. Number two, meditate on the truth. And the truth is that you were wronged. The offender was wrong. But you have to make the decision to stop picking it back up in your mind and in your conversations. Because if you don't, you're going to stay stuck where you are and you won't move forward. Then you'll likely become bitter and you'll keep making decisions from that emotional space of bitterness. And then you'll keep blaming the offender for that too. So do you see the cycle there? Because if you do, that's good. So here's a little exercise to help you break the habit of meditating on the offense and the offender, and to form the habit of meditating on the truth. So here's what I do. When bitter thoughts of the offense come up, stop them. Then ask yourself, what is it going to cost me if I continue to rehearse negative thoughts about the offense and the offender? So then once you realize that you'll spend more of your time in your life rehearsing the offense and blaming the offender, then focus on thoughts that will help you have hope. Thoughts like, you know what, I might not be able to change what happened to me, but I can still have a good future if I make wise choices today. And you keep doing that. It's like a wash, rinse, repeat cycle. You have to keep doing that until the habit or the routine is that, you know, those thoughts come up, but they're not dominating your thought life. They're not dominating your conversation. Then you find yourself talking about the offense as something that's matter of fact, and then you move on to the next thing. So the third thing that you can do to actually forgive is to number three, accept where the offense has left you. This is key because once you can understand the damage of the offense or what the offense has cost you, you can make the necessary steps to move forward, to heal, and to change or rebuild your life. I also think that this is helpful when you can do this in a safe place with safe people, because forgiveness really isn't about just forgetting that you were wrong. It's not just about forgetting it, because honestly, there are some offenses in life that set people back years. They rob people of their youth and their best adult years because of the devastation, or they leave people with permanent conditions. So forgiveness isn't about pretending that what happened to you didn't hurt. It's not about pretending that, oh, you know what? It doesn't matter. It's all right. I'll be fine. This step in the forgiveness process is about taking ownership of your feelings and allowing yourself to feel what you feel, but then healing those emotions and addressing those emotions so that they don't continue to rob you of your present and your future opportunities. The bottom line is that forgiveness is a gift that allows you to move forward, despite the setbacks that you've experienced because of offenses. So I hope that if you are struggling to forgive someone, that this helps you to see forgiveness in a new light, because unforgiveness is not something that I want you to be stuck in 2016 or beyond. So as always, make sure that you check in with me if forgiveness is something that you struggle with. Email me at afi@authorfaithmen.com. And if you want to speak with me one-on-one, you can also email me there and I'll provide instructions on how you can do that. So until tomorrow, stay encouraged and we will talk soon.